Today's meditation is a simple breath practice with some focus on our posture to prepare us for a week of twists. Let's pay special attention to our posture today and how we're sitting. If you're in a chair, sit back. Make sure your feet can be flat on the floor. If you're on the floor, find a cross-legged posture that's comfortable for you. And in both cases, think about your legs being heavy, grounded, solid for you. They're the support for all that you will do in the next few minutes. Now go ahead and close your eyes and look down to the floor. And know that you're working from this safe, secure base that will allow you to think about elongating your spine. In yoga, we talk about elongating and lengthening the spine, not straightening. Our spine has natural curves in it. We're not trying to get rid of those. We just want to create space between each of the vertebrae to literally help your spine be as flexible as possible. So start at the base of your spine. Imagine your tailbone dropping down toward the ground. Whether you're seated on the floor or in a chair, you want to think about your tailbone being grounded in your seat so that it is there to stay. And as you inhale, think about that grounding being your base, and that you inhale and lengthen into the sky with the inhalation. With your exhalation, you subside slightly and relax. And inhale and lift your chest to the sky. Your tailbone is still grounded, but you're lifting your chest up. And exhale and subside slightly. Inhale and think about your entire spine from your tailbone up to your neck being long, tall. And exhale and subside slightly. And now think about your head. Your head is gently supported. Someone has got their hands just under your jaw and behind your head, and they're lifting so slightly, so carefully, like your head is a fragile egg. But with that lift, you feel your spine again lengthen. Someone's helping you by gently, gently, gently pulling your head up. Not your chin. Your chin's still parallel to the floor. You just imagine that your head is moving toward the ceiling. And exhale and relax slightly. Make sure that your hands are calm in your lap or your arms on the chair. And now take a moment and think about the full length of your spine as you inhale. Notice how tall you're sitting. Have you brought your shoulders up to your ears? If so, roll them back down. Your shoulder blades be supportive of your chest and your spine being tall. And inhale and be as tall as you can be while your legs are still grounded on the floor or in your chair. And exhale and soften. And inhale and be as tall as you can be. And exhale and soften. And now for the next minute or so in quiet, let your breath flow through your body. Let that extension of your spine help you be open. Let that extension of your spine bring openness to your body, to your lungs, and let your breath move freely throughout your body. Now bring your attention back to your full body and notice any difference in your energy level. Notice how you feel sitting tall. If there's any strain in any place in your back, wiggle and relax. Just like anything else, sitting with a tall posture takes muscle. And sometimes if we spend much of our time hunched over or not thinking about our posture, even ever so slightly with our shoulders down and sort of rounded in, the muscles adapt to support that posture. And so sitting in a tall, elongated way, ask your muscles to do something different than they're used to. And so you may feel that. Like anything else, it's a matter of practice. So later in the day, as you take a moment to breathe, take some time to lengthen that spine and make your posture tall, relaxed, not stiff, and open, and help your muscles start to adapt to a new way of helping your body be healthy.